Welcome back to Real Stories. Just a quick heads up that this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by Buddy Blake before publication. Information is believed accurate, but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. I'm your host, and today we're hanging out with Buddy Blake to talk about something really smart for folks thinking about selling their homes.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, so we're heading into that time of year where people start thinking about their next move. And honestly, a lot of them are making decisions based on what they think they should do rather than what actually makes sense for their situation. Especially here in the Wilmington area.
Okay, so what do you mean by that? Like, what's the conventional wisdom that people usually follow?
Well, everybody thinks spring is the magic time to sell, right? Like, that's just the rule. But here's the thing, and this is what a lot of realtors won't tell you. Our market is totally different because our buyer profile is so unique. Over 80% of our buyers are 55 and older. They're not moving because of schools. They're not moving because of jobs. They're moving here because they want to be here. They want the coast, the community, the lifestyle. So we're selling homes 12 months a year. Not just in spring.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that was such a huge percentage. So you're saying the whole school calendar thing that drives most of the country's real estate market, that's just not a factor here?
Exactly. And that's actually the insight that led me to develop what I call the seasonal two-step approach. I just met with some folks the other day who are building a house that won't be ready until next fall. And they were automatically thinking spring to sell. And I said, wait, let me ask you something. Do you want to be down there watching your house get built, hanging out with your friends who are already there? Because you're going to have to rent anyway.
Right. So you're asking them what they actually want, not just what they think they should do.
Exactly. And here's where it gets interesting. Right now, heading into fall, there's not a lot on the market. Most people think fall is a dead time, so they don't list. But because there's less inventory, if your house is priced right and has unique features or location, you've got serious leverage. You might attract a buyer who's willing to pay $10,000, $15,000, even $20,000 more just because they don't have other options. These are folks who crushed it on their home sales wherever they came from, and they're paying cash. They're not sweating an extra $20,000.
So you're basically saying list when everyone else isn't listing, and you can actually command a premium?
Yes. So the approach is this. Put your house on the market in August or September. Give it a strong run through the 1st of November. You get amazing photos because the grass is green. Everything looks fantastic. If it sells, great. You might get 5 to 10% more than you would have in spring. And you get to go be where you want to be.
Okay, but what if it doesn't sell? Like, what's the downside here?
That's the beauty of it. There really isn't one. If it doesn't sell, you pull it off the market before the holidays. You enjoy your house, decorate it, spend time there. Then after the first of the year, you come back to market and you actually beat the spring rush. You're not competing with everyone else. And honestly, market conditions are usually pretty similar year to year anyway, so you're not really losing anything.
I love that. It's like a no-risk trial run, but I'm guessing this isn't for everyone, right?
No, it's not. You've got to be in a financial position where you can carry the house for a few extra months if needed. But here's the thing. A lot of folks in our area are in that position. People have been in their homes for 20 years or more. They don't owe much or anything on them. They've got tremendous equity, especially if they bought before 2020. So it's actually a really smart option for a lot of people.
And I think what I'm hearing is there's also this bigger life philosophy underneath all this, right? Like, you're not just saying, wait for spring because that's what everyone does.
Exactly. Look, we're all one phone call, one doctor visit away from a life change event. What you thought was 10 years away might be now. If you've got a place to go, whether it's family, friends, grandkids, or just the lifestyle you want, why wait? Let's get your house sold and get you where you want to be. Life's too short for that.
That's really good perspective. So if someone's listening and thinking about their next move, what should they do right now?
Give me a call. We can talk through your specific situation. If you're thinking about moving, let's have that conversation. This approach has worked for a lot of people over the years, and honestly, I don't know of any other realtor in our area who even talks about it, but it's a real strategy. And if it fits your situation, it could save you months and make you real money.
Buddy, this has been fantastic. Thanks so much for breaking this down. And for folks who want to learn more about selling in the Wilmington area and understanding the market dynamics here, we've got links in the show notes to Buddy's other content about post-pandemic growth in Wilmington and how remote work is reshaping the area. Really smart stuff there too.
Thanks for having me. I love talking about this stuff because it actually helps people make better decisions for their lives, not just their real estate. That's what it's all about.